This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Are you ready, dude?
Let's go, baby.
Are you ready, dude? He's a little loud.
Oh, sorry.
It's a lot.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. I've been fighting for my life this morning. I'm not lying. You ever have that morning where you're like, I can't pull it together. Shout out to my wife, who's obviously awake right now, because I was so noisy. I was clumsy this morning. I couldn't banging into everything.
I hate that.
It was just like, oh my, come on, bro, pull it together.
I know.
I feel great. Everything's together, sorta.
Yeah, and if it's not. All good, dude.
Hoo-wee. Mm-hmm. But it was like, man, I'm trying really hard right now.
Hanging on by a thread. I hear that.
It's fun. Welcome to Tuesday, the 9th day of September, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, doing good.
Doing fantastic.
Did you sing last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good. That's why you got some rest. Did you get some rest?
No, I was stayed up a little late. I haven't seen my wife, Lisa, in so long. So we, like, watched a movie and just, like, snugged with our dot. It was awesome.
What movie?
We watched She's All That.
Because you love that.
Classic. That's one of those.
Thank you.
You know what's funny? You know how my wife and I, and y'all are going to take this wrong. Trust me, I wish, but. No, we go to bed early. Like, we'll go to bed when we haven't seen each other in a minute.
Yeah.
We'll go to bed early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to kind of, it's different for us. It's like bonding time. I know you're going to try and take it there. It's not that. But like, you know, like we have bonding. We just, I don't know. We bond different.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, honestly, we just try to like hang out and squeeze as much time as possible. Because we never have any. So we're just like, what's up, dude? How are you?
I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not just us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you got kids and you got stuff.
Totally. Life and hustle.
Oh, my God.
And we're like adamant about taking this fall trip. We got so many recommendations. So we kind of talked about that. Like, just go for a long weekend somewhere. We're just vibing.
Say it again. You'd say, because I'm sure nobody heard it yesterday. Say it again, what you're... Because you put it out on social.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know, like, the coziest place to visit for fall. We got a lot of Seattle.
What'd you come up with? Yeah.
A lot of Salem, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont. Salem actually was like at the top of my list. I was loving seeing that. Somebody said Montana. There was a lot of like good little cozy places.
Must be nice to go off on your bougie fall. Let's go see some foliage.
Trip. It is. Thank you. We might have some pumpkin spice lattes while we're at it.
It must be nice. It's
thank
good.
You. It it's is good. Nice.
You're taking a Greyhound bus. I know. You're staying in Motel 6.
You know it, baby. You know how I do this.
I know. It's
oh, we're going to go, but we're going to go on a dime.
The struggle is real. I joke. That's the truth. She's going to get that want-to-get-away fare on Southwest.
Got to.
She'll find, no, and she'll find something online. She'll be like, I found this cute little bed and breakfast. It's only $79 a night. Yeah. And breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah. Come to the farm, dude. Come to the farm. We'll do it for nothing.
I love that. I love you. Maybe. I feel like her and I just need alone time.
I was going to say she's not doing that. Yeah.
The Salem is crazy.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What are you going to do?
We're going to say. So we can't come to the farm. Busy.
No. No. Bring your own sheets.
We're all going to bed early. Well.
Okay, now remember, we got to try and do something else. Now you got to let it breathe. I'm tempted to play a song, but we're not going to because we got work to do. We got work to do. It's the final week, just so you know. Final week of high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. We're on game number 10 of 14 total, so we have 5 games left, including this one. Just got started on this one. Yesterday, we've only had one guest so far. So the high number where we're at is
050.
And the low number
007.
007.
Woo.
I would love to drop you an Easter egg. I did yesterday.
It was a good one.
You know what? I think I can steer us in that direction again just a little. Not that we're in any rush yet.
Yeah.
But if you remember 24 hours ago, she was just a day early. Mm-hmm. That's all. She was a day early 24 hours ago. 702-364-9898. High low, I want to go to Disneyland. Only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Let's get right to it.
98.5
KLUC.
I'm curious, how do you feel about this one, Adrian?
I'm feeling good.
Does she know? Do you think she knows?
Possibly. She's been calling the entire time. She's been trying to get in.
Hey,
she finally cracked that code.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've been wanting to do this for a week. Shout out to, now I just blanked out. What's her name from Sky Canyon that was our first winner last time that brought us shirts, that had her kids.
Morgan Bishop.
Morgan Bishop.
And her cousin or aunt, whoever won also.
Sister.
Her family. Sister.
Yeah. And so, shout out to Morgan Bishop, who has been...
We love her.
Yeah, who's been going on this journey with us. And if she ever gets through, you're all toast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If she ever gets through. But, much love. And thank you for always reaching out. And we got our fingers crossed for you, too. So, who's on the phone now?
That'll be Holly Zenna from Providence.
Holly. Holly, how you feeling?
I feel really good.
Girl.
I like it. Okay. Your high number is
050.
Your low number is
007.
How good, Holly, how good do you feel?
Like, I don't want to oversell it, but I feel like really good.
Okay, good. No. Like, how good, how good in number form do you feel?
I'm feeling like 29 good.
029er.
Is that it, boys? Is that what we're going with?
Yes.
Final answer, boys.
Oh, say it again. Hi, Chet.
Hi, guys.
That's our final answer.
Okay, then.
You get to go.
Somebody was paying attention.
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes the Easter eggs are a little too good. But I'm okay with that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, it's amazing.
You know what? She listened. It
love
paid off.
Guys.
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
Let's go.
Way to go, girl. Good job, girl.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Adrian, can I just say something to Adrian real quick?
Absolutely.
Like a week ago, he's like, I have a new future job, a goal, a dream that I want to be. Tell Adrian.
Being a WWE wrestler.
Let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
He's all about WWE.
What's your name, dude? What's your name?
Nico.
Nico, that is awesome. Well, listen, don't practice any of those moves at Disneyland, but congrats on your dream.
Yes!
Keep that just for your little brother at home.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, do you have your wrestler name yet? I mean, I know Vince,
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. Where we're
going. Trust me. When you get,
takes time.
When you get to the top, they'll change it. But you know what?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have his wrestler name, but he has this whole walkout in his song.
Oh, okay. What's his song?
Yeah.
He has, like, he does his own sound.
Oh, nice.
One song on the radio, he like does his own intro, like do 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 do, like
one man
like
band.
Oh, let's go, Nico. Awesome. Dang, a producer.
That's awesome. Meanwhile, you've got 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland, and we might upgrade you to the grand prize on Friday. There's a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort for a grand prize. So fingers crossed for that as well. Yeah.
Let's go.
029 on the second guess. A 1 in, what was that? A 51 in 40, 1 in 40 shot. Something like that.
Woo.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
Good for you. All right. We'll start it. Hang on, Holly. We'll start a brand new game coming up at 8 o'clock. No Easter eggs on this one.
Done.
7 o'clock.
What did I just say?
8 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Well, no, we'll start at 7. We will.
Mm-hmm.
With no Easter eggs, which that also might not be true either. But we'll see where it takes us. Yeah. First pick coming up in just a moment. Now, Nico's a good kid, right? He listens. He pays attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking his vitamins, doing his, doing his chores, doing all that kind of stuff. But these kids did not listen. And how much of a price should they pay? It's all part of the first pick next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things
first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So she wanted a relationship rehab. It's a first pick instead. 702-364-9898. First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Her kids' bikes got stolen. She told them, bring them in.
Come on.
Dumb kids.
They did not listen.
Yeah, I said it. They didn't listen. They left the bikes out front. The bikes disappeared. Apparently the kids ride their bikes to school. I didn't know kids still did that.
Love it.
But apparently they ride their bikes to school. It's close enough within walking distance. But she's not crazy about that. Her question is, should she get them new ones right away because they're complaining about the walk into school part, and she's not crazy about it because she thinks they're safer on a bike than they are walking.
Sure.
Right? And kids don't walk to school anymore, I guess.
Yeah. I guess not.
I did for a long time because we lived reasonably close and just through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Get them new ones now or wait a while to teach them a lesson. Dad says wait so that the kids will learn that they can't get everything they want. But if they're getting new ones regardless, they still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oy.
I don't know. Do you buy them? Do you buy them bikes? Do you buy them new bikes? Or is this somehow lesson learned? Because the part that she didn't put in here, but I'm guessing at some point she thinks she's going to end up having drop-off duty.
Yeah, sure. She's like, this is also easier for me if they have the bikes.
1,000,000%.
We feel that.
But kids don't learn anything, or do they?
Well,
702-364 98-98. First pick right now, Benson Boone. What's the name of the song?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
We're just joking about fighting for our lives today, just, you know, getting through. Hey, man, we make it to 6:30. We'll be fine. Four more minutes. We'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll be good. I did I told Michaela the story too, Adrian. You'll love this. So for the Aces, we get, you know, because staff, we get discounted tickets.
Yep.
Discounted like it's literally it's $1 a game. It's just nothing you pay us. So you basically pay the service charge. But I couldn't get the app to work. The app is super stingy about bots and stuff like that. So I couldn't get the stupid app to work the other day when they first told us, hey, make sure you pay for your tickets. You have until midnight last night.
Yeah.
And I went to bed early with my wife, so we got an email at like 8 o'clock, something like that. Well, I'd already put my phone down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I'm not. Too. But it was like, hey, last minute, don't forget to go do this. But because I was having trouble with the app and it thought I was a bot, I got mad and I never did it. And then this morning I went back in to, oh yeah, I should try and do that. And they're like, nope, sorry, the window's already closed.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
And you're like,
ouch,
no,
stupid.
No, but I get that. I feel that.
Getting in my own way right now. First pick.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Short version of a longer story. She told the kids to bring the bikes in. Kids didn't bring the bikes in. Guess what? They went in. They went out the next morning. Bikes weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
They got stolen. And she's like, now, well, so they ride their bikes to school. She's not sure if buying them new bikes, which, by the way, you know, who needs that extra expense right now?
True.
But I think the unknown, she didn't say this, but I got the sense in reading it that she may have to do drop-off duty, and she doesn't really want to do that either.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and why get kids walking to school? I mean, maybe, but so they're whining about that. And it's a whole thing. Dad says don't buy new bikes. I think she's leaning towards the new bikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Travis, what do you say? Buy new bikes or no?
Well, I say buy new bikes. Just you don't want them walking in this day and age, unfortunately. But if you buy new bikes, they have to earn it with chores. They got to work it off, I think, so they see the value of what they did. And then they need to make a rule. If they say bring them in, you don't bring them in, they lose them for the weekend, or they lose, you know.
Well, they lost them forever. They lost them forever.
Well, you would lose them forever, yeah.
But if like the parent goes out there and gets them for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they just need a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they learn.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Nice job, Mr. Dillingham. Have a great day.
Good job.
Michael, same thing, right? Make them earn it.
Yep, make them earn it. So I would actually torture them for at least a week or two and make them walk, you know? Hey, you got to do, if it doesn't hurt you in the pocketbook or physically, you don't learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
I think there's got to be a consequence.
Yep. And that's the problem with today's society is there's no consequences for anything.
That's right. Get off my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, brother. Yeah, man. I don't disagree with you. Maria, you say they'll make them wait.
Yes.
Make them sit it out for a minute.
Definitely make them wait for a little bit. Hopefully they learn the importance of, you know, taking care of their stuff and putting it in the house.
Yeah, I think it seems like a pretty simple, thank you, Maria. It seems like a pretty simple thing.
Yeah.
Make them earn them back. Make it hurt a little bit so they learn the lesson.
Totally. I do feel the position, though, of the mom then having to drive them.
Oh.
It's such a pain in the butt. I say just go on Marketplace, get two cheap bikes so they can use them for transportation. And that's the decision I would make. Because walking is, it's not about like the kids having to walk. It's like the world's just so weird that like you guys don't get to have cool guy bikes, but you will have bikes. and bring them in.
Boy, that's really funny. And it was a different time, and we were a different thing. But mom, we didn't have a lot of money, and so mom got me a used bike, and I hated it out of the chute. I hated it because I knew it was somebody else's bike, and then I ended up loving that bike, and my mom put money aside for a long time. And I got this big ass 10 speed. I couldn't even touch the ground, but it was brand new and it was really good. And I rode that bike everywhere. In fact, that's how I started my radio career on that bike, riding it to the radio station when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff. Adrian's ready to jump in.
Well, I just find it curious. Everyone's talking about consequences and stuff. And it's like the consequence is that the bike was stolen. I got my basketball stolen from a park 20 years ago because I was playing a game and I put my ball down. I will never forget that. I'm still mad to this day. 20 years ago, $10 basketball.
Yeah, I hear that.
So the bike got stolen. I don't think they did it on purpose. And I know that feeling. That they didn't listen. Basketball is not a bike.
But they didn't listen. They got told, go out and get your bikes. Yeah, we'll do it. And they didn't do it.
Yeah, fair enough. I just feel like now that they know, oh, so this is what happens when you don't listen and don't bring your bike in. They'll never do it again.
But if a new bike magically appears, is that lesson?
I feel like it would.
Huh. I don't know. You and I disagree on this one, sir.
Fair enough.
Rock, paper, scissors in the break?
Sure. Right on. Shoot.
Okay, cool.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
So Holly Zinna from Providence picked up on what turned out being a much better Easter egg than we gave it credit for.
Yeah.
And she picked up on it in one high-low, like on the second guess, back at 6 o'clock. So a brand new game starting at 7. And I've been jumping up and down screaming, no Easter eggs! On this one.
Yeah. Putting our foot down.
Well, but we still have four more sets of 4 2-day, one park per day ticket to Disneyland, Disneyland Resort, which includes all of it. But I mean, like, you know, I mean, we got 4 days and four. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt us to drop a hint.
And we're back on.
I don't have one at this point. I don't have one. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes at 7 and 8. And then maybe there might be a something at 9.
Great.
There might be a something. I'm just saying. Let's see how it goes.
Cool.
Sure. Hey, by the way, shout out to, really quick. We got, for whatever reason, we're the station, and this is true, we're the show that all the influencers listen to because we've gotten name dropped and by some people who have a fair number of followers, Vegas folks, that just by, oh, heard the Chet Buchanan Show talking about, heard Chet and Michaela talking about, and they don't tag us. But then obviously other people see it and they send it over. A, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. B, what's really funny is they usually will hear something in passing and they don't fully get it, which is also fun, but it gets them going. And then C, my favorite is the people in the comments going, I don't know who still listens to the radio. Well, you know what? You do, the people who are listening right now, and we thank you. And I just wanted to have the opportunity to say thank you because the idea of nobody listens to the radio anymore, that's such old. It's so passe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think you're cool by saying it. You're just not that cool. And, you know, congratulations on paying for something that you could get for free.
Yeah.
That's all.
And thank you for listening to us.
Again and again. Say it again.
Thank you for listening,
Michaela.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. You sound mad about it. You see?
No, I'm not. Thank you for listening. What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
You're on one today, my guy. What is happening over there?
Yeah. I'm always, every day, that's my job to be on one. That's the deal.
I know.
Good feeling stories of the day for you. Hang on, where'd they go? Speaking of being on one, but I'm also, literally, I'm fighting for my life today. I'm struggling. Every aspect of my life, I'm struggling. Literally, I've lost the good feelings. Oh, they're sitting right in front of me. There they are. I put them right there so I'd see them.
Yeah.
You ever done that? Where'd my keys go?
Your hand, buddy. Oh,
how many times have you been on the phone going, where'd my phone go?
Every day.
And you're talking to somebody. But yeah, you never talk on the stupid thing. And they're like, where's my phone so I can look something up? Oh, I'm talking on it.
Yeah.
Idiot.
All the time.
Kid in England with cerebral palsy went to an ice rink with his parents. This hockey player goes over and he goes, I'll take him out there. His parents are like, maybe. And he goes, look, I do this. I'm semi-professional. I promise he'll be safe. They went, all right, there's this great video because this dude went out there and took him for a ride.
Oh, my god!
Like, spinning him around.
Yeah.
They're going fast. The kid is losing his mind. He's having the greatest time.
That's so cute.
And he's in the wheelchair and the guy's pushing him around. It's so, so good. Hockey people are the best people. Hopefully that'll show up in your timeline today. There's a three-legged dog in Arizona ended up in a shelter after surviving a gunshot wound. Now, and you think, oh my God, this poor dog. Now she's got a forever home. And it's so perfect. This guy named Zach lost his right arm in a UTV. What's the difference between an ATV and a UTV?
I don't know.
I'll bet ATV is like two or three wheels and a UTV is four.
Maybe.
I'll bet that's what it is. Anyway, it says he lost it in a UTV accident. He saw a video of this dog, who he's now changed her name to Cleo, on the one-year anniversary of the accident. So he kind of felt like it was meant to be.
Mm.
He went to the shelter. They've really clicked, and it's just adorable. He goes, she's helped him a lot because he lost his arm.
Sure.
And she don't got no leg, and she had a gunshot wound.
Yeah.
And he goes, she's helped him a lot, and he hopes that she feels the same way.
Oh, I love that.
I guarantee she does.
Yeah,
I guarantee she does. And then I saw this, and I went, I'm not doing this story. This ain't right. We're in the middle of a Disney contest. I can't do a story about Brooke does everything. This ain't right.
What's Brooke doing?
Well, do you want to ask that question again? Everything.
Yeah.
Brooke's doing it.
But like what?
Man, don't you take attitude with me right now.
I'm not. I'm engaging. My God.
She is engaged.
See, but do you hear it? There's edge. There's edge. I'll fight you right now. And lose, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Them boxing classes.
Oh, that's what
that's
it
right,
is.
Baby.
And the freaking drumming lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
She's got a new confidence about her.
Did you really buy a drum set?
Hell yeah.
Like a real one?
Yes, I did.
Not the electric one like your wife begged you to?
No.
The neighbors are going to complain.
Listen, where I live, it's big enough that none of the neighbors can hear, but Lisa will complain, and she begged me not to get the real drums.
Yeah, get the
electric
with the headphones.
Drums.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I needed the real deal.
You're authentic.
Yeah. I needed the symbols.
like our buddy Brooke.
Yes.
She just became the first woman to skateboard across the entire country.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of stuff she does. 3,226 miles from Santa Monica to Virginia Beach. She did it for her stepdad, who suffered a spine injury and sadly passed away last year. She raised 50 grand for a charity called Wings for Life, and she wants you to know that you can do anything you can put your mind to.
I love her so much.
I think so.
I'm finding her on Instagram right now. That's so badass, yeah. Too.
Brooke does it. Brooke with an E. Brooke
yeah.
Does. I feel like, did we talk to her? I feel like we've had contact with her.
I'm not sure.
Or we reached out to her and she blew us off, maybe, because she was too busy doing everything.
Skateboarding.
You're just getting stuff done.
Yeah.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5.
KLQC. Hi, Adrian. Who's on the phone?
Gabby Monhe from Enterprise.
Monhe? Monhe? Monhe?
Monhe, yeah.
Monhe. I like it. It's got flair
Thank
to
you.
It. I like it. It's got some ritmo.
Funk.
I like it. No, I like all of it. Enterprise. Enterprise always baffles me when people say they're from Enterprise. And people who live in Enterprise are fiercely proud of being in Enterprise. Because they'll tell you, I live in Enterprise. I could, yeah. Honest to God, I could find it on a map. I don't think I could find it in my car. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know where it is. I don't know where it is.
Same.
That's awesome. Will you get first crack at game number 11 in Hilo? I want to go to Disneyland. All of the numbers are available to make it official. High number is?
050.
Low number is?
001.
Where are you going to start us off at?
I am thinking 021.
021. Final answer?
Yes.
All right. Okay. There's no pressure. I know you're grinding.
That's rough.
You can hear it. She's grinding on this, but there's no pressure on this one. You're good. You've done solid work here.
Nope. Too low.
It's too low, but in all honesty, nobody expected anything out of that.
No way.
You did good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So then let's try again and really make a good solid swing at it at 8 o'clock, all right?
Will do. I'll be listening.
Yeah, see, because you narrowed it down nice.
Yeah.
So now on the low end, 021, 050 on the high end.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela, you ready for throwdown?
Ready, baby.
Well, then let's do this. Ashley Rodriguez of Sunrise Manor put a couple of wins together, going for win number 3 today. More tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park, Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th. Thank you to our friends at Clark County Parks and Recreation. Would you like to play? Would you like to win? Be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
All right, let's get after it. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Your returning champion looking for win number three, Ashley Rodriguez from Sunrise Manor. Good morning, Ashley.
Morning.
Hey, and by the way, Ashley yesterday pulled Sunrise Manor back into a first place tie with Aliante. Each community has 25 wins under their belt. Ashley trying to bring Sunrise Manor back to prominence. For the longest time, Sunrise Manor was the only community atop the leaderboard. They were number one for a long, long time, and then Aliante had a good run. So, interestingly enough, who's our challenger today, Adrian?
Adriana Reyes, representing Spring Valley.
Spring Valley's in the hunt, too. Spring Valley's a little further down the leaderboard, but there, where did I see them the other day? Yeah, they got 5 wins under their belt. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, good morning. Well, I just moved in the area, so we're about to work some.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, get yourself good in with the neighbors.
Let's go, girl.
Yeah, show the HOA that you're on board. I like
it.
No, that's good. Make sure that you buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that we hear you. Make sure that you do not answer before we call on you, though, because while you think you may have gotten in first, a lot of times you did not. So you don't want to get, and you don't want to give the other person the answer if they didn't already know it. First 1-3 wins the game. Your quiz master is the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner?
Because
her last name's
Gordon.
The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
This entertainer dropped the title track for her upcoming movie, Kiss of the Superwoman, which is very different than her hits like Waiting for Tonight. What's her name?
You better get this. 2-1
Ah, crap!
Isn't it funny that Jennifer Lopez is not on the tip of people's tongue anymore?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's very, very interesting. Ashley Squadoosh. Adriana Squadoosh, and I got one. If I get to 3 first, nobody gets nothing, and we give away the tickets to, and we send both of you away, and we give away the tickets to caller number 25. So don't let me get 3. I got 1.
This legendary radio host punked his audience into believing he was gone from Sirius Radio by having Andy Cohen open the show. What is this radio host's name?
Oh, you guys are in trouble.
Oi.
Shut up, dummy.
Well, that's Howard Stern.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Dang.
Not shocking that that's slipped out of people's minds as well.
True. Okay, let's try another one.
All right, Ashley 0, Adriana 0. Now I've got 2.
This singer, best known for Shake Your Bonbon and Livin' La Vida Loca, sewed his pants up after a wardrobe malfunction at the VMAs. What is his name?
Ashley,
to get on the board?
Ricky Martin.
Talking about Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Ashley's got 1.
After a drastic weight loss, this famous wrestler turned actor has slimmed down to play a character in a new movie called Lizard Music. What's his name?
Ashley? Is it The Rock?
Is it the... Oh, yeah!
Yes, it is!
Yeah, it is. Ashley's got 2. Adriana appears to be baffled. And I've got 2. Yeah, what's next?
This country legend, who has a sold-out residency coming in December to Vegas, says her favorite food is Taco Bell. Oh. What's this legend's name?
Reach back. Yeah. You better get this. Need an answer.
Adriana.
Oh, Adriana, to save the day, because I would have sent you both packing.
What about Dolly Parton?
What about Dolly Parton? Yeah, Dolly Parton. Adriana's on the board. She's got 1.
Youngblood did an Ozzy Osbourne tribute with the lead singer of Aerosmith at the VMAs. What's the lead singer's name?
You better get it. I know stuff like this. Two, one. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody. Steven Tyler.
That's it, dude.
Game over. And oh my goodness.
Oh my God, girls, I'm sorry.
That was hard.
Good job, Chet.
No, you can tell it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough finding stuff.
Okay, I hear that. Sorry, girls.
No, I can call back. I feel you.
But, thank you.
But for now, you both got to go. Ashley, I'm sorry. You were a great champion.
Yes, you were.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
I smelled five-time champion all over Ashley, and it just wasn't to be.
That was hard.
Yeah, and Adriana, Spring Valley's still proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. You guys
welcome to the city.
Yeah, man. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 gets the tickets.
Woo!
Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park. Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th, courtesy of Clark County Parks and Recreation. And then tomorrow, two brand new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so we all know that Wizard of Oz is doing well, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big thing. Is it as big as you thought? I didn't think it'd be this big.
I did, yeah. But I come from like that world. Like I love Wizard of Oz. It's the theater world. It's Broadway. It's Judy Garland. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I hear you. Wizard of Oz at the Sphere is earning approximately, how much do you think they're making per day?
Oh man, I don't know.
I know it's a tough kid. Well, let's play high low. By the way, 21. So 1 in 28 shot coming up. We've only had one guess. 1 in 28 shot coming up at 8 o'clock. So let you and I play a little high-low. How much do you think they're making a Wizard of Oz every day, every single day?
Maybe $1 million.
Higher?
$2 million?
Yep, two.
Jeez.
$2 million a day. Tickets are around $200 each.
Wow.
They're going to generate over $1 billion in total revenue. Production cost them about $100 million, which was double what they thought they were going to spend. But James Dolan, who's the CEO, said, yeah, it's worth it. Ultimately, we will run The Wizard of Oz forever.
Incredible. It's
hard for me to imagine a better product. And people will come more than once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
And $200 for someone like me, I'd be like, yeah, I'd save up and go see that, to see it at
least
this
once.
Year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and if you've been, and people go, oh, I'd never pay that. I'm telling you, you haven't been to the Sphere yet.
Because
just even walking in, I went, whoa, things just changed.
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy.
We went for Backstreet Boys. Now I want to go back. They just announced new Eagles concert, you know, more Eagles in the spring. And I've gotten some of those old rockers. It's like you got to go see them once, right?
Yeah, and they say the Eagles is crazy in the Sphere.
Yeah, and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're like good, even if that's not your thing.
Yeah.
Just if you like, if you're a music person.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best.
And I would go, and honestly, I'd go to just about anything at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Not shocking. Movies generate more revenue for the Sphere than concerts. Even that thing, what's the Earth?
After Earth. Postcard from Earth. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, postcard. Yeah, right?
Yeah. It was amazing. I've seen that twice. So
films are expected to earn $400 million for the building in 2025 compared to $200 million from live performances,
wow,
which is crazy. They're talking about Harry Potter.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They're talking about Star Wars.
Insane.
The Sphere.
Oh, this is going to be incredible for sure.
Yeah. Unreal and cool. And right here in our town.
Yeah.
Nowhere else. They talk about building them other places, but I don't know.
But why?
Yeah, right?
I'm not going to London. I'll stay right here.
Yeah.
I wonder, London maybe.
Well, that's where they are building.
That's where, yes. But I mean, London maybe. But I mean, if they said, we're going to put a Sphere in Miami, it would fail. I think it would fail.
Yeah. I just feel like Vegas has so much to offer along with the Sphere. It's like an entire experience in an experience.
Because they'll come here. They'll come here just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that are coming here, you know, like my cousins. My cousins came down to see the Eagles at the Sphere because it was the same idea where they were like, well, we probably better get this in before they go away. And well, the Sphere seems pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? That's awesome.
That's so great. Love that for us.
Relationship rehab coming up in just a second. Ooh, I didn't write a tease today. Hang on a second. Let me go look at this thing really quick. Relationship, because I don't remember what it was that we're doing. Relationship rehab. Yes. Okay. Yesterday when it was the surprise roommate.
Yes.
When the girl was moving in.
Mm-hmm.
That inspired another. A very, very, very similar yet different. Do you break up or is there a way around it? Started talking to this guy. We went on a few dates. Everything's cool. Then she found out that his ex is still living in his house.
Oof.
And that's not even the half of it.
Yowza.
Yowza is right, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Yowza is it's a Yowza edition of Relationship Rehab right after High Low. I Want to Go to Disneyland all coming up next.
The Shep Buchanan Show, 98.5. KLQC.
Got a weird feeling about this one, Adrian.
You do?
Oh, did we lose him?
No. Line six, okay. We got Tia Francis from Valley View.
I looked over. I didn't see anybody on hold for a second.
Oh, yeah.
And then you looked a little... I don't know why I felt this because I only saw you out of the corner of my eye, but I thought I saw a frantic activity.
No. I got the good mojo too. I got the good feeling about this.
Oh my gosh.
I got a weird feeling about this.
Oh no, yeah.
Tia, how do you feel about this?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you should. 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. If you can guess what that number is in High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland. The high number, Michaela Gordon, is
050.
And the low number is
021.
Yeah, I don't know why we're feeling great about it, but we are.
I'm gonna go with 034. 034.
Final answer?
Yes.
034.
Nope, too low.
Oh wow!
Okay.
You look. It looks like somebody just punched Michaela in the stomach. Michaela's gave me the look like, why did you do that?
I know. I thought everyone had a good feeling.
She's like, wait a minute. What? Why did you? Why is it? How is it too low? She says.
Sorry, sister.
Sorry, Tia, but. Wow. Chop that off. Mm-hmm. So that makes it a 1 in 15 coming up at 9 o'clock. All right? So we'll try again then.
Thanks.
All right, pal. See ya.
Aww.
Yeah. And the look on your face at too low, that wasn't what you expected at all, was it?
Well, no. I actually thought she was going to get it because you were like, I have a good feeling. And then yesterday when you said you had a good feeling, she won. So I was going off yesterday's vibes. And then it wasn't.
Earlier this morning I had a good feeling and the person won too.
I wish I had it like that. I wish I had it like that, but there's no Easter eggs on this game. This game is thus far Easter egg free.
Yep, sure is.
And it will remain that way at least until 9 o'clock. As far as we know. And the fun part, the really fun part about this is Michaela has completely isolated herself from any and all information, except she's playing along with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's a really great way to say she just doesn't check her email, Chet.
No, listen, we check it. But I check it so much that I will yell that number out faster than Tia ever could. And you'll be like, Michaela, you literally didn't follow the rules.
She's susceptible to the old, what's the high number? What's the low number? Okay, what's the actual number? And then they blurt it out.
I'm like, Tia, here it is. And you're like, why would you do that? My bad.
And by the same token, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know?
I want her to win.
Why not? Great. So Michaela's playing along with you, and we will play again. But literally, there was a look of betrayal on your face when it was too low.
I know.
Because you couldn't believe it.
I know.
So 034 on the low end, 050 on the high. Is that correct?
Yep.
Looks like a 1 in 15 shot to me coming up. at 9 o'clock. Relationship Rehab next. The Chet Buchanan Show. Stay right here.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab. It's brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st, which is coming up soon.
Woo! I love the San Gennaro Feast.
Soon. San Gennaro Feast. It starts a week from tomorrow at the M Resort.
So fun.
Yeah, man. Pasta, pasta, and more pasta. One day I got to meet that guy. I love that dude.
Mm-hmm. Pastor.
Love him. I really do. I don't know him. Guy could be a serial killer. And I'm like, but I love him just the same. Yeah, so. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I love relationship rehab emails that are really, there's no wrong answer. She's like, I'm confused. I'm not sure what to do about this. And I, here's what I love. I know everybody's going to have very definite and very strong opinions, and no, nobody really has the right answer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's your right answer.
Yeah.
I started talking to this guy. We went on a few dates. He seems very sincere, which is a good quality, right?
Of course.
Find somebody that's sincere. Feels like he's in it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's in it for the right thing.
He's a good guy.
We're having a great time. All of a sudden, he busts out that his ex-girlfriend still lives in his house. On our third date, so you can tell they're of a certain age. I'm guessing Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
Because third date, he stays the night. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
They're at her house. Ex-psycho stalker starts blowing up his phone. I'm talking call and hang up.
Ugh.
He had to go outside to finally talk to her. What is a woman to do? Everything was going so great. I'm really confused. Is this something I need to worry about? He claims it's all purely financial with the ex, and he couldn't kick her out because she didn't have anywhere to go. What do we do? I know. Oh, Michaela, immediately, big smile, sits back in her chair, folds her arms. And another big smile.
Uh-huh.
And another big smile.
I have to think about this.
And I guarantee we're all the same way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because you immediately, I know what you do. Immediately, like, go, kick her out.
Uh-huh.
But she's got nowhere to, then you get the nowhere to go, and what are you going to do? And by the way, as far as the law goes, you ain't kicking nobody out.
So then you're...
She wants to stay. She's staying. I know. You want to...
Yeah, I'm holding it. I'm biting my
If you
tongue.
Would like to jump in as quickly as Michaela would like to jump in, then please, by all means,
I know,
jump
shut
in.
Me up.
No, don't shut her up. Let her cook.
Yeah, let me think about this.
Let Michaela cook.
I'm sinking.
I'm making t-shirts.
Let her cook.
If this show makes it to 2026... There's going to be Let Michaela Cook t-shirts.
I love
four single-day general admission tickets to San Gennaro Feast at the M, starting a week from tomorrow, going through the weekend, September 17th through the 21st. Thanks to our friends at San Gennaro Feast. 702-364-9898. I know you want to say, kick her out. Mm-hmm. For your information, the law says you can't do that. So now what do you do? Now that we've thrown that wrench into the whole situation. Hit us up right now. I love this. It's Relationship Rehab. And Rebecca's on line one, and I almost said it's Rebecca Rehab. 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Really? Just Maddie. Just Maddie hung out long enough. Madison. Just Madison.
Yeah.
Hung out long enough. That's it. Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast. Everybody else bailed. They found out they weren't getting the tickets. You were getting the tickets to go to San Gennaro Feast. They said, look, it's 8:20 in the morning. I have things to do. And hung up the damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, it's all you. You got the whole thing to yourself. Although.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
Oh, God.
Woo!
and I already love her so much.
San Gennaro Fees, woo!
That's what's up.
I'm telling you.
I'm in Madison.
Carb loading.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with you, Madison.
Carb loading.
Thank you. Yeah.
If we had a, if this was a sponsored feature and we had listener of the day, the LOD, it'd be Madison.
We'd Hell
be showing,
yes.
We'd be showing her highlight.
Oh, my God. You haven't met my daughter. We're giving good vibes all day. And now we're giving San Gennaro vibes.
Put them
period,
together.
Period, sister.
Put them, yeah, take the whole crew. Just take over San Gennaro Feast.
Woo! We are, baby. All of us.
Matching shirts. I like it.
Yeah. How did you know?
How could I not know?
Because she's given the vibe.
I don't know. I understand all of this.
Yes.
So they went on a few dates. Date number three, they're going to have sleepover. She finds out somewhere in the lead up to date three. Here's the interesting part, Michaela and Madison and Adrian and everybody else. At some point he busts out that the ex-girlfriend is living there and she's cool with it. It appears. You know what I mean? Like, she knew going in, I think, because she goes, then all of a sudden, seems very sincere. We're having a great time. All of a sudden, he busts out. Ex-girlfriend still lives in the house. Then she goes on to talk about date number three. So can we all agree? Am I misreading this? That she knew ex-girlfriend still lived in the house, and yet she said date three anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sure did.
She said, good reason to take home court advantage, you know, and have game number one at her place, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, then X goes psycho. He's having sleepover. X goes psycho. Now, Madison, what do you do?
I would have to tell him unless the ex can chill, we have to stop because sometimes people get a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to manage somebody, like calling and stuff, but popping up is a whole nother story. She might have to take a whole step back.
Boy, ladies and gentlemen, did we just find the perfect?
Like, okay,
did we just find the perfect relationship rehab answer?
And that's that.
Thank you.
What is left? She left no crumbs.
Yeah, it's all right.
Nothing
there.
Nothing left to say.
Thank you.
I don't have.
All you can do.
Amen.
She's so right because people do get crazy, and if they show up, all that's like a liability. Just get rid of her.
Well, yeah, if she shows up, you're done. Okay, but assuming this is it—that it's just crazy phone calls. But I still think you got to put your phone on silent, bro. You don't need to answer that call.
That's it. My niece actually has a crazy ex, and she's going through the same thing. And sometimes you got to turn off that phone.
Yeah. Amen, sister.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, with a potentially, I don't know, just by the look on his face, but no, I'm not sure. With a potentially dissenting opinion, here's Adrian Hernandez.
No, I just wanted to say, Madison told me off air something to add more context. She said, if he picked up that phone and then walked outside to talk to her, she's done. And I agree with her 100%.
100%.
Because now you guys are having conversations that I'm not privy to, and you guys live together. That's too much.
Yeah, what are we hiding here, sister?
That's it.
I'm really glad you brought that up because, why you got to go outside, bro?
Yeah.
Why can't you just sit there and just go, stop calling me crazy person?
1,000,000%. You could say it in front of the neighbor.
And even prove it to her. Hey, I'm going to put it on speaker. You want to see how crazy she is?
Yes.
So I'm not lying? Here you go. Listen to this.
Maybe
that's what you're trying to prove.
I mean, points have been made. I totally agree. It's weird.
But I still wouldn't be in a relationship
with that. More of the point is he enabling her because he's going outside?
Yep.
Or maybe he's just so great that she's enamored and he's not even doing anything. That's just him.
Yeah, but let me
there
play.
There you go, two red flags, boom, boom.
You know,
two Madison's red flags.
Listener of the day, brought to you by.
Thank you.
He's like walking soundboard.
Listen,
today's listener of the day, brought to you by.
98.5
or whatever. Yeah. Or I'd like somebody to pay us for it. I'd like somebody to pay us for it so we can get Adrian a raise and maybe hire me, Mia, in Q4 or next year. But okay, let me play devil's advocate because I like to do this and try and twist it on its head. What possible what possible reason could he have for not for wanting to go outside? Is there a possible? Let's try and play his side and try and come up with a good reason. And I can't come up with one.
There better be a car accident. If you have children, that's something else. But it better be detrimental to the business proceedings that you guys are discussing or money, because otherwise that's got to be her personal problem for moving on.
Once again, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, to the producer desk. Executive producer desk.
More fancy.
Welcome once again, Adrian Hernandez.
Same page, more fancy. The only thing I could come up with is if he's very upset and he wants to go off on her, and he's never shown that side to the girl.
I thought that.
He's like, let me go cuss her out outside because I don't want her to see that I get like this. That's the only angle I can see.
I get that.
That makes sense, but I feel like it would turn her on, actually. Like, clearly the girl is acting like a psycho, so if he's like, listen, you need to quit, he would have every reason to go off. I wouldn't judge the guy.
And if it's
dating.
Call and hang up, and call and hang up and call.
He has every right to go off.
At that point, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe he doesn't want that in mind.
I hear you.
Of like, oh, he's so very sincere. Into an argument.
100%.
This is how it's going
to
be.
Go back to the beginning of that. He's very sincere.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear that.
Because the living together makes
standing up for himself.
But there's no, I don't know, man. If it's me, I would be inclined to go outside. I would want to separate the two things, but not because it's shady, but just because it sucks. You know what I mean?
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. I would want to separate. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Let me handle this and I'll be back. But you're right. It looks sketch.
It does.
Yeah.
But I would want to go outside. I would want to go outside to handle it because then my voice would change.
Yeah. Right.
I will murder you. You know, I'd become. I'd say things that wouldn't hold up in court.
Yeah.
I'm changing my number.
that's what you got to do, though. It's got to be.
Well, does it matter? They're roommates.
Yeah, they live together.
God. What a mess. Yeah.
And then you
what
need a number just in case.
Listen, I say stay in the house. I think it's a turn on when people get all like, this is what's happening.
You love that?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be turned on.
Michaela hates conflict. But
I'm not afraid of confrontation, baby.
She kind of digs, She hates conflict, but she kind of digs conflict.
No, I like when people stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. She's been blowing him up. He's trying to get down with this new girl. And if he's like, listen, you got to quit calling me. Yeah. Stand by your man.
So does she need to? Then we should wrap this up. But she needs to tell him, stay in the room next time.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Yeah. Put her on speaker.
Yeah.
That's what you're into.
What's that crazy?
Maybe I'll
yell
at her too. Maybe I have some things to say.
Yeah, but if he won't do that, shady, can we agree on that? If he won't put her on speaker, I don't know.
In general terms, because we don't know specifics, yes, it's shady, but there's reasons to believe that it could be not shady.
I don't want that. I don't like that either. I don't like having my business in other people's. I don't like my business in other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Madison. Enjoy San Gennaro Feast with all your girls in your matching shirt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hang on one second. You're fantastic. Can we make a commitment right now that you'll call more often?
I will. Okay. I'm actually trying to win Disney tickets.
Of course.
But you know what?
I'll just call anyway
to say hi.
Besides that. All right, good. We miss you all. We miss you already. Hang on one second. Speaking of Disney.
The best.
Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. Do I have the math right? One in 15 shot. Coming up at 9 o'clock. Hang on. Like I said, hang on. And on an Easter egg free game number 11 of Hilo, I want to go to Disneyland. In all truth, getting a winner right here would essentially keep us on schedule.
Yes.
Essentially. would keep us on schedule. Not that I don't mind a little chaos towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But with that in mind, a 1 in 15 shot.
The Chep Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC.
All right, Adrian, who's on the phone?
Giselle Cabrera from North Las Vegas.
Giselle, how we feeling?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Good.
We're really good.
Mama?
Yeah, day's good so far. It's been a good show.
Yeah,
been
it
fun.
Has.
Different.
Fun.
A little different, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It has been.
I don't know if you're, it's been a little different or it's been fun.
I think it's both.
Both. Never a bad thing. So your high number right now remains
050.
Your low number is
034.
So it's a 1 in 15 shot, Easter egg free. What's your guess?
043.
Did you come in with a plan or did you just guess?
I just guessed.
What were you saying, Michaela?
Oh, so, nothing.
She's terrifying. No, what did you say?
I thought she said 043 and I was like, no, girl, 034. But that was her guess. Just making sure. Everything was right.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Nope, got it.
Oh, the low number is 034.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said 043.
That's right. You know, I get a little nervous.
Guess.
Yeah, let me just step back from the microphone for
I was
a second.
And literally, I had to play it over in my head because I do know what the number is.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to play it over in my head going, what's happening right now?
Yeah, got it.
So, high number 050, low number 034, guess 043. Is that all correct?
Yes.
I hope it is.
Yeah. But that's, you know, I mean, as far as
that's
you
right.
know, what I'm really asking you is final answer?
Yes, final answer.
All right, then.
Nope. Too high.
Too high.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Too high. Too high. Wait, now put 043 on the high.
Mm-hmm.
I was a 1 in 8 shot when we get started tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. All right? So get up.
All righty.
Get up early and come and hang out. We'll watch for you.
Yeah, good guess, sister.
We'll hold the door.
Thank you.
We'll hold the door open. All right, have a good day.
Okay.
All right, see you. See you later. Yeah, once again, is that right? 1 in 8. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
1 in 8. Yep. 043. 1 in 8. 1 in 8 shot. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. High low. I want to go to Disneyland. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by the Paradise R&B Festival, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Saturday the 27th, go to dlvec.com and get tickets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so I looked at this story and I thought, oh, what's the big deal? A woman in New Zealand set a Guinness World Record running barefoot across Lego bricks for 25 seconds.
Okay, hang on. You have me.
But I still went, okay, whatever, 25 seconds. And then, no, she went 100 meters, the length of a football field.
On Legos, barefoot?
Yes.
No, she deserves everything. I mean, right? I don't know why. It's stupid, but also, if she did it,
further,
phenomenal.
100 meters, not even 100 yards, so 328 feet. Uh-uh. So that's like 100, almost 110 yards. 661 pounds of Lego bricks donated by a nonprofit that's focused on robotics education, whatever. This woman, her name's Gabrielle, prepared for 2 months by going barefoot to develop calluses, even attending a wedding without shoes.
Oh, so she prepared.
Yeah.
Callus.
But how do you?
No, dude, I've stepped on a Lego before and I screamed bloody murder, wanted to cry. It's the most painful thing ever.
If you can hope to get it on the ball of your foot or maybe on the heel, maybe. But if it catches you in the arch.
You're over.
Aye. Guinness said that she wore sunglasses, presumably to hide her tears from the pain of standing on all that Lego. Oh my.
You better tell me there's a good reason why she did this.
She wants to do more Lego records, but building instead of running.
Yeah, that sounds better.
No, she just, I am proud to have pushed myself to new limits.
Yes, sister, but why? No one asked you to do that.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Okay. Listen in the mornings.
You know what? On 98.5
KLUC. Before we go.
Crazy Michaela.
Yeah, it takes 27,000 trees.
Good luck with that.
Make all the toilet paper that the world goes through in one day.
No, Chad.
27,000. Although 27,000 trees. If it was 27 million, seems like a lot.
Oh, okay.
But if you do expand it out, nearly 10 million trees per year for toilet paper. I don't have a punchline. What's there to say?
That's a lot.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, think about that when you're wiping next time.
The world record for the most people on a commercial flight. How many do you think?
200.
1,088 people.
Would you do that? Would you get on that flight?
That thing's heavy. Well, there's a story. The number also includes two babies that were born on that
flight. No way!
El Al Airlines helped evacuate Ethiopian Jews in 1991 and flew them to Israel. They fit that many people onto the plane by removing all of the seats.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, 1,000 people, almost 1,100 people on a plane, two people having babies, everybody standing.
Ugh, that's
the
insane.
The smell.
Yeah.
And how long is that flight from Ethiopia to Israel? Ugh, no way. But let's do something nicer. If you wanted to buy the parts in an iPhone back in 1991.
Yeah.
Because remember they had the old iPhone ads, and it was a print ad, of course.
Of course.
Goes, here's all the stuff that's in an iPhone. It's in your phone, right? So if you wanted to buy the parts that are in an iPhone back in 1991, it would have cost you approximately, I can't even talk, this is
I know,
so amazing.
Tell me.
It would have cost you approximately $12.66 million.
Wow.
The computer, the processing, all of the stuff that now we don't think twice
yeah,
about.
Yeah, totally.
Doesn't even include the camera or the screen.
That's insane. No way. crazy.
Technology, amazing people. Mm-hmm. You're amazing too. Thank you so much for listening today. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Back in the big house tonight. T-Mobile Arena. Woo! Running it back against Chicago. Angel Reese may or may not play. We would love to see you there for fan appreciation night and then get ready for the playoffs. Adrian?
I'm just at home tonight being a wholesome father, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus new episodes of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez dropping this week. Go to YouTube, hit that subscribe, and be ready for it.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'm chilling, baby.
On a Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesdays are good.
Yeah, I think that melatonin
you.
Is still in my system, if you heard the story a few days ago. Gotta go to Sweepies.
She accidentally took her melatonin when she was supposed to be taking it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. As you put your head down in disapproval.
Off the air, we've been joking about that ever since. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you may not get another chance. I'm going to amend. I've always said be a friend to somebody who may not have a friend, also important. But you know what? Say something nice to somebody today.
Yeah.
It's easier. Honestly, that may lead you to being a friend to somebody who may not always already have a friend.
Yeah.
But you never know. Tell somebody they did good today.
Love it.
Because it's literally life-changing, and I don't think we do it enough.
No, people need it.
Honestly. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. Know this. We love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Biggies, right?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.